Support for this public radio podcast is provided by Cleveland Clinic, expanding globally and committed every day to providing innovative treatments and hope to patients worldwide. Online at clevelandclinic.org. And by Constellation Energy, a global provider of fuels, power, and energy services, committed to environmentally sound, energy-efficient, and sustainable energy solutions. Constellation Energy, the way energy works.
Here comes the regulation.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The government stepped in to bail out Wall Street. Now it's going to try to exact a price for that. This morning, Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson will reveal a plan for a whole new layer of financial regulation. It's being called the biggest overhaul since the Great Depression. What we know about the plan so far is that the Federal Reserve would have broad new powers. The Fed could examine the books of any institution that might pose a threat to the stability of the financial system. Paulson's plan also calls for a new agency to oversee the nation's banks and credit unions. Some Democrats in Congress are also working on different plans for regulation.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
Let's bring in Alan Sloan of Fortune Magazine. Alan has a special report in the new issue of the magazine calling for more regulation and explaining why in some ways the government is acting like the Great Depression is upon us. Alan, why is that?
The Fed is deathly afraid of the possibility of worldwide financial meltdowns. There are certain eerie similarities between what's happening now and what happened in 1929. And Ben Bernanke, who's the head of the Fed, was an academic who for years studied the Great Depression. And, you know, I think somewhere in his neurons he's made a decision saying the names Bernanke and depression will never be linked. And he's being extremely aggressive and doing what he can to deal with this.
Well, in this report, Alan, you say that you're more nervous about the world financial system than you've been in 40 years of covering business and markets. Briefly, can you tell me why?
Because every time you look around, some new thing you've never heard of appears, which we're calling whack-a-mole problems. You think you have one down, the others appear. These institutions, the big financial institutions worldwide, are so linked that if any one of them goes, it's an incredible mess. It's very, very creepy. And as you know, I'm generally optimistic about life, and I think we'll get through this, but you don't have to be Bernanke to be worried.
Yeah, obviously, and a lot of people are worried, but what is one to do?
Well, what you're supposed to do is the thing we talk about all the time, which is live beneath your means. You got to be calm, you got to remember what it is you're trying to do, and you have to try very, very hard in this market not to be vulnerable.
All right, Alan Sloan from Fortune Magazine, thanks as always.
You're welcome.
Significant losses in the stock market so far today. Shares in Asia finished about 2% lower. The European markets are down 1% so far. The Dow starts out the week at 12,216 after falling 86 points on Friday. The NASDAQ fell 19 to close at 2,261. And the S&P 500 fell 10 to finish at 1,315. This week, Sin City becomes Cell City. Las Vegas hosts the annual conference of the mobile phone industry. Lisa Napoli has more.
The show hasn't even started, and the announcements have already begun. AT&T says it'll launch its mobile TV service in May. Sprint reportedly will join with Comcast and Time Warner to launch a nationwide wireless carrier. Seamus McAteer is a wireless industry analyst. He says all this is further proof that in the mobile phone business, phone calls are old news.
It's going to be all about data. It'll be all about devices. Devices drive consumption.
And getting you to consume more using your phone is what the industry's all about. That's why McAteer says Vegas will be swarming with marketers looking for ways to sell to you on the phone. Wireless expert Glenn Fleischman says people are placing their bets on what might steal the show, and the odds are on Google and its long-anticipated Project Android.
Google's got its own cell platform with about 36 other companies that are involved, and they're going to show what it might do, even though it's not really ready to ship.
Like a lot of what will be unveiled this week at CTIA, Google's Android won't be ready until later this year. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Advanta. Advanta salutes small business, the brave ones, the risk takers, all those who chase a dream and make their own way. By Shriners Hospitals for Children, providing treatment for orthopedic, burn, and spinal cord injuries at no cost to the families. More at ShrinersForKids.org. And by Grant Thornton, serving their audit, tax, and advisory clients worldwide with people who love what they do. Online at GrantThornton.com.
The Major League Baseball season begins today. Well, Boston and Oakland played two regular season games last week in Japan, and last night the Washington Nationals played their first game in their new ballpark, but today is being called opening day. And this year, baseball says it will be more environmentally friendly. Sarah Gardner reports from the Marketplace Sustainability Desk.
The big leagues are big consumers. Think of all that electricity to light night games, the water to keep the fields green, all the paper and plastic at the snack bar. But the MLB says this year it's a whole new ball game, eco-wise. The NRDC's Alan Hershkowitz is helping the league go green.
Some fans at some stadiums will see a greater availability of recycling containers. They will see more recycling logos on game day programs and media guides. They will see more recycled tissue.
In Washington, D.C., the Nationals' new park has low-flush toilets, a green roof, and bike racks. It's been LEED certified by the U.S. Green Building Council. But Hershkowitz concedes the MLB hasn't hit a green grand slam just yet. Eco-reform happens slowly. And some changes could risk striking out with fans. Organic peanuts and Cracker Jacks, anyone? I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
Finally this morning, we bid aloha to Aloha Airlines. The airline says it's shutting down its passenger service today because it can't afford to keep flying. Although the state of Hawaii says it's going to fight to keep Aloha in the air a while longer, the situation doesn't look promising. Aloha has been hit hard by fuel costs and competition from regional airlines. It has served Hawaii for more than 60 years. Their website has information for passengers already booked on the airline. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.